Meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
We have none, thank you.
All right.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Okay, our next item is old business. Item is subdivision 2021-08, The Knoll.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2801 for The Knoll based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a subdivision within the coastal area and the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking cluster lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 33 lots on 14.66 acres. Three, this subdivision is in an area with several other existing and similar subdivisions included the Greens, Irons Landing, the Preserves at Irons Landing, Fairway Villas, Blackwater Reach, and Bay Colony. This is an appropriate location for an infill subdivision such as this. Four, the proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. The cluster subdivision of single-family homes has a density of 2.25 units per acre. The 33 lots include four lots that exceed the base density of two units per acre, which will require the payment of the bonus density fee required by Section 115-25 and 62-7 of the Sussex County Code. Five, DLDOT has determined that the development's traffic impact will be negligible and that no TIS will be required. The proposed development will still comply with all DLDOT roadway and entrance requirements. Six, there are no state or federal wetlands on the property. Seven, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and the standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of Section 99-9C of the code. Eight, the subdivision contains approximately 6.2 acres of open space, which represents nearly 42% of the site. There will also be 3.8 acres of preserved woodlands within the site. Nine, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 10, the location in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is located in this area according to the plan. 11, the subdivision is based upon a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. 12, the subdivision is consistent with the character and the trend of development in the area and will not adversely affect the neighboring or adjacent properties. 13, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and wealth of the county. 14, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 33 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall pay the bonus density fee required by Section 115-25 and 62-7 of the Sussex County Code for the four additional bonus density units. B, the final site plan shall confirm that at least 42% of the site remains as open space and that 3.8 acres of existing woodlands are preserved as non-disturbance areas. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of the streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and the county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex County Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sediment control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision. The buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction area activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest to the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of the disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffered area. F, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, as proffered by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of fully shielded and downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. H, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The final site plan shall also include a sewer easement providing a future connection to the Irons Landing development. The location of the sewer easement shall be coordinated with the Sussex County Engineering Department. I, the subdivision shall be served with a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. J, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, construction work, site work, and deliveries shall occur on the site between the hours of 8 a.m. and through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. through 2 p.m. on Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the entrance during construction. M, the applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan, and the final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that the architectural activities exist nearby and they should include agriculture use protection notice. Let me back up and try and over again. The final site plan and recorded restrictive covenants shall state that agriculture activities exist nearby and they shall include the agriculture use protection notice. Oh, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided, the preservation of all buffer areas and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify limits of disturbance within the site. P, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permits shall be issued for individual lots until individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificates of occupants shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site plan. A revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning, or the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my lengthy motion.
Second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-08, the Knoll. For the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.